Hello, I'm Emmanuel Wachendo, and this is my podcast, Diplomatic Signals. China's National Capacities. When assessing China's national capacities, a few gross factors come to relief. Chinese economic growth and industrial development has been phenomenal. On the industrialization arena, developments in artificial intelligence and software development and the manufacture of durable and consumer goods are examples of China's advancing technical edge. Chinese smartphones, kitchen appliances, and telecoms are examples of the fruits of China's growing technological capabilities. China is also quite integrated into the global markets. These products have global reach. China's integration into the global market was accelerated with its entry into the World Trade Organization in the late 1990s and the early 2000s. The United States was instrumental in inviting China into the World Trade Organization. I regard this gesture to have been as important an overture on America's part as Nixon's opening up of relations with China in the 1970s. Now, despite all its advances, China remains a laggard in the manufacture of aerospace and heavy industry products. This is relative to other advanced economies. Its neighbor, South Korea, for example, is an important exporter of nuclear reactors and ships destined for marine and military duties. This is a signal of a very well-developed heavy industry on South Korea's part. Furthermore, China is also a laggard in machine tools production. Germany and Switzerland, for example, have a comparative advantage in this sector. In sum, although China's economy is large and its industry advanced, the Chinese have significant technological gaps to match advanced economies. I'm Emmanuel Wachendo, and this is Diplomatic Signals.